Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron in quote says, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, I feel like I've known you all for years.
Hey.
You both always seem to brighten my morning.
Thank you.
I was wondering if you'd help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 27. I've been dating my boyfriend for a few months.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, most of that time has been me trying to convince my parents that he's actually a good guy.
Oh.
So apparently they haven't liked his vibes, and they've been skeptical.
Mm.
But I've been pushing hard for them to give him a chance.
Okay.
Well, last week, he completely tanked all that progress.
Oh, no.
We were meeting at my parents' house for dinner. He Ubered there because he was completely drunk.
Oh, no.
And to make matters worse, he tried to kiss my mom. He said he thought she was me.
Oh, so it wasn't like a good morning or, you know,
not
good afternoon.
Not like a nice to see you on the cheek kiss. No. No. Now I feel like there's no recovering from this. My parents are mad. I'm beyond embarrassed.
Uh-huh.
And all that work I've done to get them to like him feels wasted.
Ouch.
I'm frustrated because I have a really close relationship with my parents, and I always imagine them liking and accepting my person.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm adult and I make my own choices, it's important to me that they get along.
Sure.
So my question is, have any of your listeners been in a situation like this?
Huh.
Where your parents really didn't like your spouse or partner, and the relationship still worked out.
Oh, okay.
Did they ever change their minds?
Mm.
Or am I fighting a losing battle?
Oh, wow.
Thanks so much. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there are two very bad things. Maybe
like showing up drunk?
Yes!
he was nervous.
I
he was thinking,
he was
all right,
nervous,
I'm just going to have a
on
shot.
Now, you don't go, like, jump off the deep end.
Yeah.
And Uber there.
Well, at
like
least you didn't drive
you're
there.
You're sick. You fake you're sick and you can't make it.
He's like, I can't miss this dinner
and
date.
You
can't.
Text girlfriend and be like, listen, I cannot see your parents like this. And then he tries to plant one on mom thinking she's the girlfriend. Are you kidding me? Like, that's beyond drunk.
Okay, so first of all, I can't relate because I was always liked by my wife's parents.
Oh.
My in-laws loved me from the get-go.
That Ben.
I mean, how could they not?
We sure do like him. He is such a nice boy.
He's a nice boy. I hope our daughter doesn't drive him away. He's a nice boy. So, I mean, my in-laws are great. They always liked me. So, from a personal experience, I don't have that where I will say that I'm going through right now meeting boyfriends of my daughters.
Oh.
So, you know, learning a little bit about them and all that stuff. And I like them both. Like both
That's
of them
good.
Have a boyfriend and they both seem like really nice, genuine guys.
They're
so,
making some good choices.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's, man, the parents. It is tough because at first you're like, okay, well, it's your life. You do what you want. You know, parents be damned, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, Aaron says parents are a big part of her life.
It's going to take a lot of probably time.
All right.
Especially because the kiss on mom. That, I feel like it's one thing that he was drunk and that's not a good look.
No,
but then
not a good look.
I mean, how awkward, duh.
Oh my, I haven't been kissed like that for 20 years.
I mean, at what point do you, because he's going to have to apologize. He's going to have to make some sort of
gesture of something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but I feel like we let some time pass before we do that, right?
Yeah, maybe you casually continue dating him and don't bring him up to the parents. And just kind of figure that out. I don't know. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take a couple quick stories about how you navigated that. Did you have a partner or spouse?
Yeah, she's only a few months in.
I know.
So,
I mean, obviously she likes him, but she's not far embedded that she can't like say, hey, it's been great.
But I mean, this is such a basic. Like, how did you not understand?
Did you fumble that?
Yes.
Holy airball.
Yes.
Holy airball.
Just like, but it's so spectacularly.
Well, that's the lane we're living in right now. Okay. All right. 502-795-1997. Some of your stories coming up next. All right. We're right in the middle of group therapy. Aaron is all like, hey, I've been trying to convince my parents that my boyfriend of a few months is a good guy. Then we had this dinner date. He Ubers there drunk and then kisses my mom. Did I get it all?
I think we got the Cliff Notes version. And he kissed mom because he thought she was Aaron, girlfriend.
To be fair, he was drunk.
Okay.
And all you know right. what? That is a compliment to the mom.
Oh, hashtag
that she's
hot,
got hot no. youth in her corner.
Okay.
Come on.
It's like a Stifler's mom.
Stifler's mom.
Stacey's mom. Aaron's mom has got it going out.
First of all, overwhelming people basically in a gist are like, have we considered the parents are right about this guy?
That they are seeing him for who he is and you're wearing the rose-colored glasses.
Right.
Got a text. If he's irresponsible enough to show up to a dinner with your parents drunk, he's definitely not responsible enough for kids or a wedding. What if he shows up to the wedding drunk? I say discuss it with him. If he tries to brush it off, break up. Like, he should... Yeah, does he fully understand the gravity of the mistake?
That's a good question. We did get a text from a listener who said, my son dated a girl in high school, gave me the ick. And trust me, your parents are correct. They just have to give you the room to make your choices and learn from them. Thankfully, ick girl was discovered by my son and no longer an issue. Okay. Mom was right.
So, AKA, they'll figure it out eventually. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mary said, so my husband didn't try to kiss my mom, but my parents... are not a big fan of his, or I should say, we're not a big fan of his, but they respected the fact that I loved him. It was my relationship, and they do like him, although he does get on their nerves occasionally, and they don't have a problem telling me that. Like, holidays and everything are just fine.
Yeah.
Everybody gets along.
Now, Tanya on Facebook said, I'm divorced 3 times. My parents actually kind of liked the second husband, but then he made bad choices. However, they may not ever like anyone. Doesn't matter if they have a great job, personality, etc. So, interesting.
Okay. Laura says, girl, he's not your person. Your person would not show up drunk to meet your parents.
Yeah.
So let this one go and be drunk elsewhere.
And Becca brings up a good point. Serious question. Why are you fighting so hard to change this perception of him given his recent behavior?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is Dawn says, you know, he couldn't stay sober long enough to have dinner with your parents.
Yeah.
He needs to go. And if he was nervous about that or something, he should have talked about that. And again, he should have had the wherewithal to send you a text and like, I'm sick.
I can't make it. I've got the spins. I don't know what it is.
I just can't.
Maybe it's vertigo or Jose Cuervo. I'm not really sure.
It's a good night to meet your parents.
I get, because Aaron's probably like, I don't know why my parents just don't like you and blah, 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 blah. And hey, let's have dinner and try to smooth things over.
Right. Which so it's probably making, not the best strategy either.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's probably making him all nervous and everything. And then he's just like, I'm just going to take a little shot just to take the edge off a little bit. And then one turns into two. And then all of a sudden he's like, I better Uber over there because I don't want to disrespect Aaron by just avoiding the whole thing.
At least he knew not to drive. Kudos to him.
Give him that.
Yeah. But the fact that he still thought, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And I think just because we've only invested a couple of months in this guy.
Yeah, maybe we just pause this for a minute. And
maybe we call a spade a spade.
And say, hey, you know what? I've loved the fun that we've had together so far. Let's take a little rest,
little
breather, reevaluate everything. And
maybe meeting the parents just after a couple of months might have been a little premature.
You know what? Here's the thing. Call it a romance that only lasted, a few months and say, hey, you know, we're getting into an era right now where it's my orange era. It's my sparkle my orange era.
And tossing out Taylor Swift
and I need to really find out who I am.
She's got a really big reason as to why she can step back. Like, you literally showed up hammered and laid a kiss on my mom.
Yep, there's that.
Like, that's a real good excuse to be like, I think we need to pause.
All right. Well, hey, sorry, Aaron. That's kind of where we're landing.
Yeah, I find someone that's going to have the respect and know, like, what a big deal is to meet your parents and try to win them over and be sober doing that.
Yeah,
maybe. And maybe wait until the relationship's on super solid ground before we try to, you know, introduce them to the family. Maybe. Maybe.
I get what you were trying to do, but all right. Hey, thanks. Keep us posted on what you end up doing.
Yeah. All right. It's tough.
I know. That's group therapy.